Like to say, we appreciate the privilege and opportunity to be back in the house of the Lord this morning. We're glad to have you. Enjoyed that of the song service. It's always good. It's always a blessing, and it is a blessing to have you in our service today. We're going to ask if you turn to the book of Galatians, I believe it is, the 6th chapter. Book of Galatians. Done been made mention about that of this day and that of which we celebrate, that being the resurrection of our Lord and our Savior. And a whole lot more come with the resurrection, even unto them of that day, but also. We ought to just count it that we're a special people, and we are. The Bible said we're peculiar people. But I've got just a little bit of a thought this morning, and you're going to have to pray. We'd be able to get ourselves out of the way and just do that. We feel the Lord's laid on our hearts. The 6th chapter of Galatians, I'm going to start with the first verse, and then I'm going to read some out of the book of St. Mark, the 15th chapter. The book of Galatians. Says, brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritual, restore such an one in the spirit of meekness, considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted. Bear ye one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. For if a man think himself to be something when he is nothing, he deceiveth himself. But let every man prove his own work, and then shall he have rejoicing in himself alone and not in another. For every man shall bear his own burden. Let him that is taught in the word communicate unto him that teacheth in all good things. Be not deceived, God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. But he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. Let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. St. Mark, the 15th chapter. We'll start with the 16th verse, I believe it is. And the soldiers led him away into the hall called Praetorium, and they called together the whole band, and they clothed him with purple and plaited a crown of thorns and put it about his head and began to salute him, Hail, King of the Jews. And they smote him on the head with a reed, and did spit upon him, and bowing their knees, worshipped him. And when they had mocked him, they took off the purple from him, and put his own clothes on him, and led him out to crucify him. And they compelled one, Simon, a Cyrenian, who passed by coming out of the country, the father of Alexander and Rufus, to bear his cross. And they bring him unto the place Golgotha, which is, being interpreted, the place of a skull. And they gave him to drink wine mingled with myrrh, but he received it not. And when they had crucified him, they parted his garments, casting lots upon them what every man should take. And it was the third hour, and they crucified him. And the superscription of his accusation was written over the King of the Jews. And with him they crucified two thieves, the one on his right hand and the other on his left. And the scripture was fulfilled which saith, he was numbered with the transgressors. And they that passed by railed on him, wagging their heads and saying, ah, that thou destroyest the temple and buildest it in 3 days. Save thyself and come down from the cross. Likewise also the chief priest, mocking, said among themselves with the scribes, he saved others, himself he cannot save. Let Christ, the King of Israel, descend now from the cross, that he may see and believe. And they were crucified, and they that were crucified with him reviled him. And when the sixth hour was come, there was a darkness over the whole land until the ninth hour. And at the ninth hour, Jesus cried with a loud voice, saying, Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani, which is, being interpreted, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? And some of them that stood by when they heard it said, behold, he calleth Elias. And one ran and filled a sponge full of vinegar and put it on a reed and gave him to drink, saying, let alone, let us see whether Elias will come to take him down. And Jesus cried with a loud voice and gave up the ghost. And the veil of the temple was rent in twain from the top to the bottom. Now, maybe correct the reading. That's reading a good bit of scripture this morning, knowing that it covers maybe a couple of different things when you look at it. And we made mention even that this morning in the morning service. We talked a little bit about, and they made mention here when they was mocking him and they had passed by and they said, he, and said, ah, that thou destroyest the temple and buildest it in 3 days. And they said, save thyself. In other words, they done it in mockery, and they spit upon him, and they scourged him, and they've done several things upon that of Christ. And I know that we all know the story about that, and that goes with it. That ain't really what I'm going to preach on this morning, I don't think. I got just a little bit of a different thought, and it's what we have, so you just bear with us for just a minute. In the book of Galatians, in the second verse, it says, bear ye one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. And I want you to think just a little bit this morning about bearing one another's burdens. And if I could just leave anything with you, I'd like to say this before we get too far into the scripture. The Lord help us. Now, I'd like for you to realize this morning that we need one another, and we most certainly do. It says, bear ye one another's burdens. Now, it went on down to say, and it talks about that, brethren, about every man bearing his own burden. And there's two different things there, and there's some circumstances, brethren, that comes with me and you, brethren, needing one another. They most certainly are. Brethren, I don't know about you, but I'm just like this. And I'll try my best to stay around. That we feel the Lord's laid on our heart. There's not any of us, my friend, that lives to himself. My friend, the Bible says no man lives to himself, and no man dies unto himself. My friend, whether we live, we live unto God. My friend, whether we die, we die unto the Lord. My friend, so whether we live or whether we die, my friend, we are the Lord's. My friend, you most certainly are. There's something in man that belongs to God. They most certainly are. Oh, yes, they are. My friend, you may not realize it. My friend, you may not, brethren, acknowledge it. But there's something in your head that belongs to God this morning. They most certainly are. My friend, we all need one another. My friend, somewhere down our journey, my friend, we're going to need the help of one another. Yes, we are. My friend, we may not realize today. You may think, well, I'm my own man. I don't need no help. My friend, brethren, it'd be good if you'd let the church help you. It most certainly would. And I'll say this. My friend, a lot of times people think the church only helps. My friend, in monetary things. My friend, that's the furthest from the truth. My friend, brethren, there's something about you that needs help. My friend, and the church has what you need. Yes, she does. I'm going to take my time. You just bear with me. My friend, for just a minute. My friend, I know. I know this morning how people think. My friend, I'm just like you, brethren. If I can help it, I ain't going to get no help. My friend, you know that? My friend, if I can help it, I ain't going to get no help. My friend, it ought to show us something, my friend. The Bible said, here, my friend, it says it also in another place. My friend, brethren, where Christ had fell upon the load. My friend, that is under he fell. My friend, and they compelled Simon or Simeon. My friend, to carry the cross. My friend, number one, I want you to know it wasn't no two before. My friend, or four before. My friend, cross to begin with. My friend, it was a tree. My friend, yes it was, but that ain't the reason. My friend, that he fell beneath the load. My friend, the load that he was carrying was not natural. My friend, but spiritual. My friend, he carried our sins. And the weight of those sins, my friend, brought him down. My friend, but brethren, even him, I had to have help carrying the cross.
my friend, bear ye one another's burdens. Think about it for just a minute. There's a man in the scriptures. My friend, the Bible said he is born of four. My friend, glory, hallelujah. My friend, four of them carried one man. My friend, did you know? Did you know? Oh, it's hard to carry something with four people. My friend, except they're in unison. My friend, except they're together. My friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir. This man couldn't carry himself. My friend, but brethren, there's four of them had enough faith. Brethren, if they could get him to Jesus, my friend, brethren, he'd find the help. Brethren, that he stood in need of. My friend, you've been, my friend, you've been given an invitation this morning. My friend, not just spiritually, you've been given one naturally. My friend, yes, you have. My friend, if you would come, my friend, when the Spirit bids you to come, I'll promise you, my friend, he won't turn you away. My friend, if you'll come with a broken heart and a contrite spirit, you say, preacher, we'd like a good Easter message. My friend, brethren, I'll ask you the same question Tammy did. My friend, what are you doing here? My friend, think about it. Think about it. My friend, you know that you're in need. My friend, and I'll say it again, the church has what you need. Yes, she does. My friend, brethren, she's got life. Yes, sir, she's a mother. Yes, she is. She knows how to take care. My friend, of you in your trouble. Yes, sir. Do you ever read the scripture? Brethren, that said the Lord was a very present help in time of trouble. My friend, he wrote again. He said he is very present help in time of need. My friend, brethren, if you didn't know it, my friend, brethren, you going to have a time that you're in trouble and you going to need help. My friend, you going to have a time that you need something, thank God, that only the church can give. My friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir. My friend, there ain't nothing wrong with the church today. My friend, God's still in the midst of her. Yes, sir. My friend, I know what people says and I understand. My friend, I really do. But I'm going to be honest with you. My friend, brother, it's a shame for a mother to come to the point, my friend, of delivery and not have strength enough, my friend, to deliver. Glory, I understand all that. My friend, but I got news for you. My friend, Jesus is in the midst of the church. My friend, and thank God he ain't lost any of his power. No, sir. My friend, do you need help this morning? My friend, do you need help? The truth of it is yes. My friend, the real answer is yes. My friend, and you need help, and help's on the way. Yes, it is. My friend, thank God it's here. Yes, sir. If I know anything, my friend, they talked about, my friend, sometimes Susan said she might not could remember, my friend, out of the message, but she'd get a few words, my friend, out of a song. I'll tell you, it'll come through a song. My friend, it'll come through a message. You don't have to memorize everything. my friend, and the truth of it is you ain't going to. My friend, no sir. But I'll tell you what you will do. My friend, if Christ gets a hold of you, my friend, it might just be a word or two that you hanging on. My friend, but brethren, he'll tug on that heart. And you won't get away from it. My friend, no sir. No sir. So, my friend, let the church, my friend, help bear your burden. My friend, bear ye one another's burden. My friend, brethren, the church can help you. Yes, sir. She's got the tool chest. My friend, for the brother that's troubling you. Yes, sir. Reed, there's a lot of you know it. My friend, you're just too stubborn to give up. My friend, yes, sir. I'm just too stubborn. My friend, you say, preacher, if I was born back then, my friend, I wouldn't have mocked him. My friend, no, you might have killed him. You might have been worse than that. My friend, the truth of it is, my friend, you don't know what you'll do. My friend, you know, brethren, it wasn't a lost world that crucified him. My per se. My friend, it was his own people. My, yes, sir, the chief priest. My friend, I read this morning in our hearing, my friend, where he said they are sinners. Yes, sir, were the sinners. My friend, it was that crucified him. How could he say that about his own people? My friend, because that's exactly what they were. My friend, sinners. My friend, thank the good Lord. My friend, me and you, we might have once been a sinner, but if you've been born again, thank God you ain't a sinner no more. No, sir. You say, preacher, you can't preach that. My friend, why can't I? My friend, he's made a difference. My friend, in my life. Yes, he has. My friend, I'll tell you, there's nothing in this world, my friend, that'll help you more than the Lord. My, yes, sir, just give him. Just give him your trouble. Give him your sorrow. My friend, see, the Bible says, casting your care upon him, for he careth for you. My brethren, he cares for you. Yes, he does. This morning, I don't know, a little bit strange in one sense of the way, my friend, but in another, and there's enough in this scripture, my friend, to let me and you both know that Jesus cares for us. Yes, he does. He loves us. Yes, sir. You say, preacher, how can he love somebody, my friend, and still have wrath? My friend, well, I got news for you. My friend, thank God you can escape his wrath. My friend, if you'll just come to him, it's already been said, and believe upon him. My friend, did you know belief don't happen just one time? My friend, it's a continual thing. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. My friend, I believe, I believe, I believe. It doesn't matter how many times you pronounce it. It doesn't matter how many times you say it. My friend, it's whether or not you will really believe him or not. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Christ said in one place, my friend, he said, show me your faith. My friend, without your works. And he said, I'll show you my faith by my works. My friend, brethren, you really believe. believe, did you know you don't have to say a word? My friend, I'll guarantee you people will know. My friend, whether you're a believer or not. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Do you know it's a good compliment? My friend, when people come up to you and they say, there's something about you. My friend, I just can't put my hand on it. My friend, you know why they can't put their hand on it? They don't know nothing about it. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. My friend, we need one another. My friend, I know we need the Lord, brethren, but I'll guarantee you we need one another. Did you know that when the Lord sent them disciples out, my friend, he sent them out by twos? Did he not? Yes, sir. My friend, he never did go. Send them alone. My friend, no, sir. My friend, I believe that teaching's all the way through the scripture. My friend, if you'll have it. You know what Cain said about his judgment? My friend, he said, it's too much. My friend, it's too much. He said, a fugitive and vagabond I shall be. My friend, and every man that seeth me is going to want to kill me. My friend, brother, he was going to be alone and he knowed it. My friend, yes, sir. Two are better than one. That's what the book says. My friend, yes, it is. Brother, no, Paul. Paul and Barnabas had some words. My friend, about a man by the name of John Mark. My friend, brethren, and at this particular time, my friend, Paul didn't think that Mark would be a benefit. My friend, and him and Barnabas separated. Did they not? My friend, Paul didn't go by himself. My friend, he picked up Silas down there. My friend, and him and Silas went down to Macedonia. Yes, sir. You say, preacher, Paul didn't like John, Mark. My friend, just keep reading the book. My friend, after a while, my friend, Paul sent for some people, some of his fellow men. My friend, and he said, be sure you bring John Mark with you. He said, because he will make, or he was set forth for this at this time. My friend, brethren, there's time for all of us. You know that. You may not understand that. My friend, brother, there's time for all of us. My friend, it may not be time. My friend, for some of you, but thank God there is time for all of us. Brethren, to do something. Yes, sir. And we all need somebody. My friend, yes, we do. We all need somebody. We need one another. My friend, yes, we do. I thought about, my friend, something that somebody said the other day. My friend, I guess it's Brock. My friend that preached here the other Sunday morning. My friend is talking about he didn't have a lot of friends or that went with him when he got saved and he started preaching. My friend, but the Lord gave him another couple. My friend, yes, sir. Do you know what? That means something. My friend, it means something to that young man. My friend, to have somebody else. My friend, to help carry the load. How you say, preacher? He said, friends. My friend, yeah, and they's a friend that stick closer than a brother. Yes, they are. Glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Glory. Thank God, yes. Sometimes it'll make you sing glory. Yes, it will. My, how we need one another. my friend, there's no way you can bear one another's burdens. Help my friend, except you be around them and be with them. I know a little bit, my friend, about them. Oh, yes, sir. Oh, yes, sir. Help my friend, I've thought a lot of times. Help my friend, I've helped in funerals of people that I really didn't know. Help my friend, never had been around them. Help my friend, I just worked. Help my friend with some of them. Help my friend, but brethren, some of their parents would die. Help my friend, they'd want me to help in the funeral. Help my friend, I'll tell you, I'd just tell them, I said, look, help my friend, I'll do all I can do. Help my friend, that's all I can do. Help my friend, I didn't know, I'd much rather know something. You know what I mean? I'd much rather know them. Just a little bit. Thank God. Yes, sir. And I've helped in them. Help my friend, you couldn't stir up a good something if you tried. Yes, sir. Help my friend, you couldn't find nothing good. Help my friend, I asked. Help my friend, yes, sir. You say, oh, preacher, I wouldn't tell that. Help my friend, can I say something here, folks? Help my friend, and you need to take it to heart. Help my friend, everybody ain't going to make it to heaven. Help my friend, brother, it takes the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Help my friend, if you don't have the blood applied, help my friend, you ain't going. Help my friend, you won't be in the number. Help my friend, why, preacher, my great, 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 great granddaddy, I've had them to tell me. Help my friend, about all their kin folks that was churchgoers. Help my friend, that ain't nothing. Help my friend, yes, sir, it don't matter what they was. Help my friend, when it come down between you and him, it'll be you and him. Help my, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Help my friend, that's how serious it is. Help my friend, you say, preacher, I need somebody. Help my friend, just to help me. Now, I want to throw something at you. Help my friend, brother, our salvation is not dependent upon our brother. Help my friend or our sister. Help my friend or our husband. Help my friend or our wives. Help my friend, I've seen folks get under conviction. Help my friend, that scare them to death. Help my friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Help my friend, I seen a woman move one night. Help my friend, I actually thought she was going to the altar. Help my friend, brother, and she didn't know what to do. Help my friend, she went down, she joined this church. Help my friend, yes, sir, and the man is with her, come down with her. Help my friend, if I've ever seen anything, help my friend, so out of place. Help my friend, it was out of place. Preacher, you ought not tell things. Help my friend, brother, and it's a fact. Help my friend, just a fact. Help my friend, brother, and you can't swap off conviction. Just join the church and it go away. Help my friend, it'll never do it. Help my friend, it'll never do it. Help my friend, I preached a revival days years ago, back in the 80s. Help my friend, some of y'all say back in. Help my friend, how about brethren, I preached a revival. Help my friend at this little church. Help brethren in this, I don't know, can't remember, just to be honest with you. Help my friend, everything that went on that week. Help my friend, and what I preached that week. Help my friend, and I left from there. We seemed like we had one, maybe two saved. Help my friend, and we had a few moves, and that's help my friend about the gist of that revival. Help my friend, I wound up over here to church. Help my friend, a couple, 3 years ago. Help my friend, me and a feller went over. Help my friend, and I'd never been to the church. Help my friend, and he had neither. Hey, my friend, but we know the man that's running the revival, so we wanted to go. Hey, my friend, so we left. I went out over there. And brother, as we was coming out of the church that night, there's this woman just kept saying, "Brother Randy, Brother Randy, slow down." And my friend, I turned around and looked, and I didn't know this woman. And my friend, she had two or three kids with her. And my friend, yes, sir. And my friend, and she said, "I got to talk to you." And my friend said, "You just don't know." And my friend, what that revival meant to me. And my friend, she asked me about it. She said, "Who'd you help?" And my friend, "Was it Jimmy Dunn or Wayne Daniel?" I says, "Brother Jimmy." She said, "Well, it's close." And my friend, she said, "I was a Sunday school teacher." And my friend said, "You preached a message that week." Said, "It got all over me." And my friend, she said, "You know, I carried that for about a year." Yeah, she was telling, told me all about it. And my friend, she said, she kept saying, "I'm a Sunday school teacher. That ain't for me." And my friend said, she got so a miserable shape. She said, "I got saved." Saved. Glory. Hallelujah. And my friend, you say, "Preacher, I wouldn't tell about a Sunday school teacher getting saved." Why wouldn't you? Thank God, at the end of the road, it don't matter what title you had. And my friend, it's whether or not you got Christ. Oh, yes, sir. Oh, yes, sir. My friend, we all need help. Yes, we do. We all need help. My friend, on the way. Yes, we do. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. My friend, I would to God, I would to God you felt half as good as I do. My friend, yes, sir. My friend, we need one another. My friend, we need help from one another. My friend, the scripture teaches us so. Brethren, it tells us so. And I'll guarantee you, it ain't stopped in 2021. We need help. My friend, we're in trouble. My friend, you're in trouble. My friend, yes, you are. You say, "Preacher, you can't tell where I'm in trouble or not." My friend, I might not can, but I'll guarantee you the Spirit of God can. My friend, whether you believe it or not, my friend, sometimes the Spirit of God tell on you. Yes, it will. Yes, it will. My. Preacher, I'll figure this thing out on my own. My friend, well, you might do it. My friend, but when you get it figured out, it'll still be in a mess. Yes, it will. My friend, only the Lord can help you. My friend, there's a time in the scripture years ago. The Bible said the children of Israel was out. My friend, to battle. They was out to battle. My friend, it said that it got close to the end of the day. My friend said Moses' arms, he had held them up high. My friend, and brethren, and him holding them arms up high. My friend said the battle went on, and they was victorious, but said when he got weak and his arms come down, said they had start losing the battle. My friend, the Bible says that after a while, my friend, old Aaron and her, my friend, they took and they set up some pillars, some stones, and they put them under his arms. My friend, and then each one got on each side and lifted his hand. Glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. My friend, you say, "Preacher, that's just too simple." My friend, there's a lot of folks looking for the hard things. You know that? Help my friend. It ain't hard when the will of God's done. It's pretty simple. But brethren, we need simple folks doing it. Yes, we do. Yes, we do. Help my friend. I'll admit it. I'll admit these times I need help. These times I need something. Help my friend. You know what? And the Lord knows what I need. Yes, He does. He knows what I need. It might not be for you. It might not be. I've had people call me, help my friend, on the phone, and these are the words they said. Help my friend, said, Brother Randy, I've had you on my heart. Help my friend, and said, don't know why, but I just had to call you. Help my friend, click. Click. You say, preacher, that couldn't have been much help. What do you mean? What do you mean, thank God? My friend, it might seem completely out of the sorts, my friend. It might seem like that wouldn't help a thing. My friend, but brethren, you just don't know. I'll tell you what J. O. Jarrett said. My friend said, he preached a message one night. He pastored over here at Pleasant Grove years ago. My friend had said he preached a message one night and said he left that church. He said he just felt down. He said he felt like he didn't get nowhere and felt like there wasn't a soul in this world that thought anything of him. My friend, my friend said he got home. My friend said, see, even his wife didn't have much to greet him with. My friend, he said, we had a big old golden dog out there, and he said, that thing jumped up on me. My friend, he said, it seemed like he was tickled to death that I was at home. He said, you don't know what that done for me. Glory, hallelujah. You say, preacher, he used a dog. My friend, he'll use a cat if he has to. Yes, he will. He's already used some animals, has he not? Yes, sir. Preacher, them things are just way out of line, are they? My friend, are they? These folks hurting in this world, you know that. These folks in this world, my friend, that don't know which way's up. My friend, and they're too stubborn. I'll say it, they're just too stubborn. My friend, to ask for help. My friend, yes, sir. To ask for help. My friend, I worked around a bunch of old boys for years. My friend and brethren, there's a lot of them. They didn't go to church. They wasn't church goers. It didn't take a rocket scientist to figure out they were just exactly who they were. My friend, but brethren, you let them get in trouble. My friend, you know what they'd do? They'd find me somewhere in that plant. My friend, they would. They'd hunt me down. My friend, and they'd come. Didn't want nobody to see them now. I didn't want nobody, my friend, to hear or see what was going on. My friend, but brethren, they was in trouble and they needed help. My friend, brethren, they had just asked. I said, what can you do? My friend, you know what? I'm glad I had an answer. Thank God. My friend, it might not been the answer they was looking for. My friend, but I thank God that I had an answer. My friend, I said, boys, you just look to the Lord. My friend, I said, you get that heart where it belongs. I said, there's a lot of these troubles that you're having, they gonna cease to be. Yes, sir. I just say, preacher, I'm sure that wasn't what they was looking for. I'm sure it wouldn't either. My friend, but thank God that's what I had. What did Peter and John say? My friend, this man was looking for silver. Was he not? He was looking for something to hit that little pot. my friend? Old Peter looked at him. He said, silver and gold. I said, we have none. Glory, hallelujah. But he says, such as we have, I give I thee in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. My friend, stand up and walk. My friend, he absolutely got something. Thank God he hadn't had. Hey, yes, sir. The Bible said he got up leaping in the synagogue, leaping and praising God. My friend, I read the scripture this morning. You can go and read it. My friend, the 24th chapter, I think. 24th, I think. St. Luke. My friend, the last few verses, you get over and see. My friend, if they didn't give God the praise. My friend, the praise, my friend, that he was risen. The praise that he come out of the grave. My friend, I don't know your heart this morning. Brethren, I don't know what you stand in need of. It's been a long time since I ever said something like this. My friend, but I'm going to tell you, I want them to come get a verse of a song as far as we're going. My friend, with that of the message, we need one another. My friend, we need one another more than we want to give credit. I mean that. We need one another. I don't know. I don't know about you, church. I just really don't. My friend, I'm going to tell you something. My friend, you may think that we just don't need nobody. My friend, but I'll guarantee you I need you. My friend, and the truth of it is there's some of you that needs me. Yes, sir, I wouldn't be here. I believe that, Leroy. My friend, but there's some of you, thank God, that I learned to love years ago. My friend, and did you know that love has not dwindled? My friend, that love for them that I've known when I first come here. My friend, brethren, you say, preacher, you leaving us young people out. My friend, I want you to hear what I'm saying. My friend, brethren, that love ain't dwindled. My friend, for me as a pastor, my friend, it's a blessing. My friend, to be able to come back. My friend, and to see the younger ones. My friend, I pastored your dads. I pastored some of your granddads. My friend, yes, sir. My friend, I pastored you when you was about like this. My friend, now you got some that's about like this. My friend, you know what? My friend, I'm going to love them just as much. Just as much, thank God, as I love these. My friend that I first knew and I come here. My friend, you can count on me. My friend, preacher, you going to get too close to us? My friend, I got news for you. I can't get too far away. I've always been close to you. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I can't help it. It's just a fact. My friend, last time I stayed here 9 years and it seemed like three or two. It went by just like, didn't it? It just flew by. My friend, I didn't realize I'd been here that long. My friend, I got word from some of our members down where we was at. They told my wife. My friend, she said, this is the third time we've been there. My friend, you just have to know, Sister Gail. My friend, she sent word to me. She said, if you'd have done a good job the first two times, you wouldn't have had to go back. You just have to know her. My friend, has nothing to do with it, but I want you to know I'm glad to be here. Glory, hallelujah. Glory. My friend, I am. I am. Thank God I am. Whether you'll have it or not, I need you. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. My friend, I can't help it, church. My friend, I love you, and that's the best I can do. My friend, just the best I can do. But I'm going to tell on some of you. I'm going to tell on some of you this morning. I am.
you might not want to be told on.
Bless the Lord.
But I'm going to tell them. Church, you got some here this morning that needs you. Yes.
Yeah.
They need you. You need them. Whether you are going to agree with it, whether you're going to go back home and carry that old burden one more time. Did you know that Jesus will lift your burden?
Amen.
Jesus will do things for you that will amaze you. If you'll let it. He wants to be. You know what he wants to be? He wants to be your all in all. Your all in all. Well, preacher, I've got this and I've got that. You can forget what you got. Real truth of it is, he ain't going to save you till you do anyway.
Amen.
But we need one another. Bear ye one another's burdens. There's a verse of scripture in there that it says, ye that are strong should bear the infirmity of those that are weak. Did not I read something to you about a man thinking himself to be something when he is nothing? Huh? There's also a verse, my friend, that tells us to watch how we think about ourselves. You get blown out of proportion, you get too big, you know what happens? You're headed for a fall.
Yeah.
Church?
Amen. Bless the Lord.
There's somebody.
Bless the Lord.
In trouble. Hey, somebody needs you. I'll say it again. Whether you advertise it or whether you'll give way to it this morning, that's on you. But brother, there's some of you that the church has got exactly what you need.
Yeah.
But it's going to take you giving up all you got to come and receive him. There ain't many people tell you that. But I'm going to be as honest as I can be. When you get in shape, my friend, to where they ain't no way to go. No way to go except come to the Lord. You'll find yourself in an altar somewhere, probably about as quick as you can. The Lord loves you. The Lord can do all things. But as I've read to you and quoted to you this morning, we need one another. We all need somebody. We all do in this world. We all. Well, preacher, the Lord's enough for me. The Lord probably is enough for you, but I'll guarantee you it'll still help you if you had somebody to help you. It would. It really would. Help you in ways that you just know not of. I think a lot, but I don't share a lot. I find that as a downfall, just to be honest with you. Because I think a lot. I've got some friends, and I'm glad that I do. I've got some friends, some of them, I'll get in their vehicle, they're getting mine, we'll go to a meeting somewhere, and they'll never hush. They start talking when we pull out of the driveway, and they're still talking when we pull in the driveway. Well, preacher, that don't give you much, does it? Oh, yes, it does. Can I tell you something? I don't know. People are different. It might not mean anything to you. My dad, he got a little more age on him. He wasn't able to do a lot of things, but he enjoyed going around the flea markets, basically, what you call them. But there'd be some big ones, and they'd always be an hour, 2 hour, 3 hour away. We'd get in that vehicle, and I'll be honest with you, in 3 hours between me and him, we might not say 5 words. I'm serious. Serious. But I'm going to be honest with you. I enjoyed being with him. Preacher, how can that be? You just have to know the relationship. Just being there sometimes. Just being there. Just knowing, thank God, that there's somebody that does care. That you can lay eyes on. That you can feel that good, sweet spirit.
Yeah.
I know what the scripture says. Where two or three are gathered together. And if we look at that spiritually, we're separated. There's two or three of us. Individually. But ain't it good when somebody shows up?
Amen.
Ain't it good? I've already told you how I feel. But this would be a good day. And I'll say this in this manner. Most folks that I know, my friend, that's in the working field, do you know what they're doing? They're still working. They go to work every day. They do. Get around people every day. And I don't want you coming unless you feel comfortable about the situation of COVID. And I'm not talking about comfortable with your soul or heart. You might not never come back. Hey, somebody in trouble.
Listen.
You need to listen to what's been said. Not what I've said this morning, but you need to listen to what the Spirit has said unto you. The church can help you. She loves you. And she'll care for you.
Yeah.
Just like a mother. While we stand, sing a verse of some song.